praying this type of prayer, prevailing prayers, I cannot continue like this. Joshua number 10. Let's start reading it from verse 7.
So Joshua ascended from Gilgad, he and all the people of war with him, and all the mighty men of valor.
Okay.
And the Lord said unto Joshua,
okay,
fear them not, for I have delivered them into thy hand. There shall not a man of them stand before thee.
Okay. Before we go on, you are going to ask the Lord today that from tonight, this problem from tonight, they will not be able to stand before me. Whosoever have been, yes, or unity problem, Lord, they will not be able to stand from before me from tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, open your mouth and begin to pray. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, this problem, Lord, will not be able to stand before me. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, every power that has been unity problem, they will not be able to stand before me. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, they will not be able to stand before me.
In
Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Oh, yeah, go on.
Joshua therefore came unto them suddenly and went up from Gilgad all night.
He went there all night. He doesn't go there all day. He doesn't go there in the day. He went there all night. Why does he go there all night? That is the time that your enemy is getting ready to afflict you. If you don't know why we have to choose it, we have chosen this time. This is the time that the powers of darkness are saying, let me go and initiate them more. Let me go and fight them more and more. He said, he went there all night. He make up his mind all night. Why does he make up his mind?
And the Lord discomfited them before Israel.
Listen to me. You are going to first of all ask the Lord. That Lord, as I'm praying now, Lord, make my enemy uncomfortable. Every power, Lord, that has been tormenting me, Lord, make them uncomfortable, oh Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, as I'm praying, Lord, as I'm on this prayer line, Lord, every enemy, Lord, every power, Lord, that has been tormenting me, Lord, make them uncomfortable. Make them uncomfortable.
Every of my life, Lord, make them uncomfortable. Make them uncomfortable. As I'm praying now, my Lord and my Father, make them uncomfortable. As I'm praying now, oh Lord, make all my enemies uncomfortable. Make them uncomfortable. Make them uncomfortable.
In the name of God. Not make my enemy uncomfortable, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you look at what this man have done there, what God have done there, can you read on that verse 10? And the Lord
discomfited them before Israel and slew them with a great
He slew them. You are going to ask the Lord that whosoever need to sleep tonight and not to wake again. He slew them all night. He used the night to kill them. You are going to ask the Lord that power behind my problem, sleep tonight and wake no more. Every power, Lord, that are behind my problem, Lord, angel of death, visit them today and let them sleep and wake no more. Open your mouth and begin to pray in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Let them sleep now and wake no more. Let them sleep now and wake no more.
Behind my problems, make them sleep and wake no more in the name of Jesus. Every power behind my problems, make them sleep and wake no more in the name of Jesus. Every power behind my problems, make them sleep and wake no more in the mighty name of Jesus. Make them to sleep
in the name of Jesus. Let them sleep and wake no more. Make 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 them sleep and wake no more. In the name of Jesus, Lord, by your power, hold on. Make them to sleep and wake no more. In the name of Jesus, Lord, make them sleep and wake no more. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Beloved, listen to me. If you don't stop them, they will stop you. Little does Abel know. If Abel has stopped Cain, Cain wouldn't have stopped him. Forget about relationship. Forget about intimacy. Forget about connections. If you don't stop this power, the power is going to stop you. Go on. From verse 11. Yes.
And it came to pass, as they fled from before Israel,
okay,
and were in the going down to bedroom that the Lord cast down great stones from heaven upon them unto Azekah, and they died.
We are going to ask the Lord that, listen to me, there are some people that will say they sleep. And they say they sleep peacefully, they die peacefully. No, there's no peaceful death. There is one of my father. He normally pray a prayer. He said, don't kill them. Lord, lie them down. Let them prostrate. Let them lie down. Why can't you call the name of the Lord tonight, Lord? Lord, all those power behind my case, Lord. Oh, Lord, lie them down tonight, Lord. Use sickness to lie them down. Use affliction to lie them down. Use affliction to lie them down. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Use problem to lie them down. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Every power behind my problem that I've said I will not go, Lord. Use affliction to lie them down. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Use everything, Lord, that we did, Lord, to lie them down, Lord. To make them to prostrate, 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 Lord. Let all the world, any problem, all the power behind my life, Lord. Use our preacher to lie them down now to the name of Jesus Christ. Let use the Bible to lie them down. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You know, in that place, he said, they were more which died with his stones than they whom the children of Israel slew with their sword. The battle that my enemy is not aware of. That battle that they are not aware of, Lord. Use it to fight them from tonight, Lord. The battle, Lord, that my enemy are not aware of. They may be thinking that the battle is coming from the front. But Lord, the battle my enemy is not aware of, Lord. Use it to fight them from tonight for me to be delivered, for me to move forward. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, the battle, Lord, that my enemy is not aware of, Lord. Use it to destroy them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord. That battle, Lord, my enemy is not aware of, Lord. Use it to destroy them tonight. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Use it to destroy them tonight. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Use it to destroy them, Lord.
Use it to destroy them in the name of Jesus. That battle that my enemies are not aware of. Use it, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.
Where I'm going, the theme of what I'm praying on. Verse 12. And that is where I'm going.
Then spake Joshua to the Lord in the day when the Lord delivered up the Amorites before the children of Israel. And he said in the sight of Israel, son, stand thou still upon Gibeon.
Stand still.
And thou, moon, in the valley of Agan.
He now stop. Whosoever needs to stop for me to move forward, Lord, stop them. Lord, I'll be crying. They say I'm not married. For me to continue, for me to be able to marry, who are the people that you need to stop? They said I cannot be more than this. For me to be more than this, who are the people you need to stop? There are so many things God can use to stop them. God can use problems to stop them. If they need to die, God can make them to die. God can even take them on exile. God can make them to lie. God can make them to be hidden. He says, look at what this man says. He says, son, stand thou still. But you know what? They hearken unto Joshua. You know, you are a man like Joshua. You are a woman like, you are a man like Joshua. Sister, Joshua does not have two heads. Do you know that Joshua was not born a prophet? He was chosen. And he was able to speak to the moon that the moon had him. You are going to speak. I told you yesterday that why the problem is we are fighting, that there are some things they are using this power of the earth to fight you. Why? Because we are from the earth. Number two, the thing they are using is from the earth. And number three, those people that are fighting you again, they are from the earth. Now you are going to pray now. You are going to, please, I want to be very, very specific. That whosoever need to stop for my children to move forward, Holy Ghost fire, stop them now. Any word that need to be stopped for me, for my children to move forward, Lord. Holy Ghost fire, stop them.
Stop them now.
Who is to be stopped, Lord? For me to move forward, Lord. Stop them, Lord.
the name of Jesus. Stop them now. For my children to move forward. Oh, no, stop them now. Stop them now. Stop them now. In the name of Jesus. For me to move forward. Stop them.
You must stop them in the name of Jesus. Anyone that needs to be stopped. For me to move forward. You must stop
them. Stop them now. You must stop them now.
In Jesus' name we pray. If you look at what Joshua has done here, there are two principal things he makes use of. He makes use of the sun, he makes use of the moon. There is only one sun, there is only one moon. But moon normally gets power from the sun. There are some power, there are some people that are instructing your problem, giving instruction to people to be tormenting you. If you don't stop them, there are going to be problems. If they stop the moon, if they don't stop the sun, people will still be able to see. If the sun is stopped and the moon is not stopped, people will still be able to see. Please, there are some places in your office, there are some people in your office that need to be stopped, that God needs to stop them. Do you know that when God destroyed Pharaoh, he doesn't destroy Pharaoh again alone. His rider, his horses and his rider. And that's why we are still going to cry. You are going to raise up a voice. Lord, I need to be more than this. I need to be elevated, Lord. I need to be established, Lord. Lord, who are the people that need to be stopped, Lord? Lord, stop them today. Open your mouth and begin to pray in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. I need to be more than this, Lord. Who are the people, Lord, that need to be stopped, Lord? Lord, stop them, Lord. 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 Stop them.
Stop them now. Stop them now. Stop them. In the mighty name of Jesus. You must stop them.
I need to move forward, Lord. Who are the people that need to be stopped, Lord, for me to move forward, Lord? Lord, stop them, Lord. 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 Stop them in the name of Jesus, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Beloved, you are not praying the prayer the way I want to pray to. Do you know you need to enjoy your children? How can you continue? I can't continue like this. To be having children and not enjoy them. 30 years old children, you are still carrying them all around. You are seeing the world that is feeding them. And you didn't stop it. 30 years. This is the time you're supposed to be enjoying them, you are not enjoying them. There are some power behind them. You have got a certificate. And you are not using the certificate to stop to work. You don't stop it. Don't know that there's some power behind it. The power behind it. And somebody is saying, because I am in America, I don't have paper, I cannot work. Do you know that people who don't have papers, they are getting more job? And you don't need to stop the power behind your progress. You are having your life. You are having your life. Today, hospital, tomorrow, hospital. And they are now telling you they cannot find out what is your problem. You need to stop the power that's behind it. You are malleable. But nobody is able to look at you. People that are not as handsome as you are, people that are not as beautiful as you are, they are getting married. And you don't need to stop the power. You have been going with people to go with people to dedicate their houses for marriages, but nobody has been able to come with you. You have been hearing testimony and you have not been able to give testimony. Don't you know you need to stop that power? You are going to pray. That power that says I'm going to labor for nothing. Power that says I will only serve God without nothing to show for it. This morning, I stop you now in the mighty name of Jesus the Lord. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Every power, Lord, that says I will only serve God without nothing to show for it. I stop you. Every power that has bowed, I will only be serving God without nothing to show for it. I stop you now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Can you remember the woman? They called the woman daughter of Abraham. They call her daughter of Abraham. 18 years, she was in the church. with infirmity. 18 years. She was serving the Lord. She's the one that's going to organize Bible studies. She's the one that's going to carry the Bibles, carry the pastor Bible, clean the church, but she was going through a problem for 18 years. Are you serving God and there's nothing to show for it? Don't you know you need to stop it? Have you been sponsoring people and there's nobody to lift you up? Don't you know you need to stop it?
Yes, sir.
I was in a place almost 7 years now. We went to a mountain to go and pray. That this elderly man of God, he says, my children, we are on the mountain. It was April. We are going to May. So we went to the mountain to go and cross over. The man now came. He said, my children, please pray for me. The garment of this garment, how do you say it in English? The garment of the same. You have been wearing that garment. You have been in a position for years and don't know you need to change it. He said, garment of the same. I couldn't understand it. He said, Ashobakanani. Ah! Sister, are they asking you, how is your husband? You say it is the same. How is your job? It is the same. How are you going through this? You say it is the same. What are you experiencing? What of your job? It is the same. What of that sickness? It is the same. Sister, you have married for 20 years. What is your condition now? It is the same. Is that what you are doing? Power behind it. You are going to ask the Lord. The power that has vowed, I'm going to be living the same way of life. Every power that has vowed, I'll be living the same way of life. Today I stop you in my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray. In the name of Jesus Christ. Every power that has vowed. I stop you now. I'm going to be living the same way of life. I stop you now. Every power that has vowed, I'm going to be living the same way of life. I stop you now.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
I stop that power now. Every power that has bowed, I'm going to be living the same way of life. I stop that power now. In the name of Jesus Christ. I stop that power now. In Jesus' name we pray. How many children have you lifted up? But your own children is down. You don't need to stop that. How many marriages have you fixed? But your own marriage is in a problem. You don't know you need to stop that. How many businesses have you been able to build up? But what happened to your own business? Problems. You don't need to stop that. I have 3 more prayers before they are going to pray on our water. Please, if you have not been able to go through the prayer points, go to the website, go and copy the prayer point there, www.moshiarena.org. go there, go and copy the prayer point, and you will see that, right, these are the things that you needed that can make you to stop those power, that can make you to continue. moshiarena.org. go there, go and copy the prayer point. You are going to ask the Lord. I said, they stop the moon, they stop the sun, they stop the moon. It means power that have been supplying, power that is backing up, that is giving power that have been sponsoring problem in your life, they stop it. The power they are using also, they stop it. I told you, moon cannot work without a sun. They stop the sun, they stop the moon. You are going to stop. You are going to cry. The power that has been sponsoring this problem in my life, the power that I'm not going to enjoy my children, the power that God, power that I'm going to be like this, I stop you now in the name of Jesus Christ. Every power that has vowed, I will not be more than this, I stop you now. In the name of Jesus Christ, I stop you, 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 in the name of Jesus Christ, I stop you, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You know, there was Pharaoh. There were some tax masters. They appointed tax masters. Who appointed them? Pharaoh. You are going to ask the Lord that who have they assigned to be executing affliction in my life? Who have they assigned? Listen to me. In that your officer, in that your office man, there is a power behind it. It's not them that are working on. You have been in this country. There is something that is going on. There is some power behind it. Who have they assigned, Lord? Who have they assigned, Lord, to be executing affliction in my life, Lord? I stop you tonight. I stop you tonight. I stop you tonight. I stop you tonight. Whosoever you have assigned to be afraid, yes, to be operating affliction in my life, I stop you. 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 I stop that power. I stop that power. I stop the power. I stop the power. I stop the power. I stop you now. In the name of Jesus. I stop the power. I stop the power. I stop you. I stop you. I stop you. In the name of Jesus. You that power whom they have assigned to be, yes, executing affliction in my life. I stop you now. 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 In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You will cry. You are going to cry. Please get your prayer point ready. Get your water ready, because you are going to pray on this prayer. You are going to pray on the water for the 3 days. Don't drink the water. Just, you are going to pray on it. You don't drink it. And your prayers, you can still add your prayers. If you have more, as we are going on, you can still add to it. You are going to pray. Do you know God brought you to this world for a reason? If God has not killed you last year, it's for a reason. And listen to me. In the country where you are, God spared your life there. In the country where you are, God brought you to that country. You will look at it, even coming to America, coming to UK, coming to any of the African countries where many of us are joining us today. Maybe if you are not in your country, it is by the grace of God that God brought you into that place. Do you know, we have a lot of people that want to come, but they are not able. I want us to stand on our, yes, to stand up. You are going to lift up your hands. Lord, you spared my life for a reason. You spared my life for a purpose. Lord, before I end this prayer, let your purpose for my life, let me know your purpose for my life, Lord. No power will hinder your purpose for my life, Lord. Your purpose for spreading my life, Lord. No power will hinder it, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Before the end of this prayer, Lord, let me see your purpose for my life. Show me your way. Show me your way. Show me your way. Show me your purpose for my life, Lord. You made your purpose for my life for me. You must reveal to 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 me. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Can you just take out your prayer request? Take out your prayer request. Sir, I want you to pray on that prayer request. Take out your prayer request. Beloved, listen to me. I want to walk in faith. You are not speaking to anybody, you are speaking to God. I want us to leave that prayer request to the Lord. If you have not written anything, maybe because you are coming to the land you have not been before, just put your hand on your chest. And you are going to pray on that prayer request. Just put your own hand on your chest. Yes, sir. I want us to pray.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
God, answer Ezekiah. Answer your request in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let this prayer request become testimony in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
God, can change situation, appear in your situation and change it for good.
Amen.
Jesus is the story changer. Appear and change your story for good.
Amen.
All your prayer requests, one by one, let them become instant testimony before the end of this program.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name, I pray.
Amen. Can you just take out your water? Take your water now. Do you know what? Water is very, very important. There is no any object that doesn't have water. There is nothing on this earth that doesn't have water. And that is why the Lord himself was saying, I am the living water. The moment your water become bitter, things changes. You are going to call the name of the Lord seven aggressive times into that water. You will call the name of the Lord. Say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. You will call it seven times. Ah. Enter into this water and do use it to do wonders. Jesus, Jesus, enter into this water now and use it to do wonders in my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray in the name of Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. You must enter into this my water, Lord. And use it to do wonder in my life. Use it to do wonder in my life. Use it to do wonder in my life. You must enter into this water, Lord. And use it to do wonders in my life. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Jesus, you must enter into this water and use it to do wonders in my life. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Use it now. Enter the Lord. 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 Are you to do wonder in my life? In the name of Jesus, Lord. Enter the Lord. To do wonder in my life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Do you know there is something that every one of us, when you say you are thirsty, they give you this water. But many of us are thirsty of long life. And by the decree of heaven, the power that is going to meet all your needs, all our needs, let it enter into this water now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Holy Marika Baraka Kurikaba. There are many, many of us on this line. As they say, they are thirsty of children. I am now speaking by the decree of heaven, the power of the living God that will make you to have your children. Let it enter into this water now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
There are so many of us that are thirsty of joy. The anointing and the power of joy. Let it enter into this water now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Many are thirsty of power. It is the power you have given to this water that quenches fire. So let the anointing that's going to give each and every one also power. Let it enter into this water now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
By the decree of heaven, you this water now, you become the fire of the living God in the name of Jesus the Lord.
Amen.
You become the fire of God in the name of Jesus the Lord.
Amen.
You become the anointing of fire in the name of Jesus the Lord. Anointing of fire. Enter into this water now. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus the Lord.
Amen.
By the decree of heaven, at the end of the 3 days, whatsoever this water will touch, there will be a breakthrough there.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
The glory of God will overshadow himself.
Amen.
Thank you, my Father, my God.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Beloved, I want us to raise up your hand now. Raise your hand up. That before the day break to the Lord, reveal yourself unto me, Lord. Before the day break to the Lord, you must reveal yourself to me, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Reveal yourself to me. You must reveal yourself to me, Lord. You must reveal yourself to me, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord. You must reveal yourself to me. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
No matter where you might have been listening to me from tonight, in any country we are, in any state you are, in any town you are, I command the power of the living God to locate you there now in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Anointing of it must happen. Let it be your portion today in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Ah, the Lord say, I should tell you this, sister. The power that's going to wipe up your tears, let the power now fall on you now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Every road they said they have already closed in your life, brother. Listen, the road is open now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The road is open now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The road is open now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The road is open now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The road is open now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The road is open now in the name of Jesus. The road is open now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You are moving out from this prayer line now to your great achievement in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
And what have not been working well before, we start working well in your life now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Men and women, they will see the glory of God in your life, that power. They will see the glory of God in your life, that brother. They will see the glory of God in your life, that sister. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So shall it be in the name of Jesus Christ. And hear me and hear me well. They make you to understand that there's no way. But hear me. The Lord says, He has already made a way for you.
Amen.
He says, He has made a way for you.
Amen.
He says, He has made a way for you.
Amen.
He says, He has made a way for
Amen.
You. As we see,
Amen.
And here we hear it,
Amen.
And we testify to the glory
Amen.
Of the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, my Father, my God, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. Can we just share the grace in fellowship? The grace.
The grace
of our Lord Jesus Christ. The love of God. And the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit. This is now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Please, the prayer still continue tomorrow by 11 p.m. Eastern time. Eastern time. So, please, if you don't understand, maybe those of us on the radio, those of you that are on the radio on one way or the other, you don't know what time it will fall in your own country, you can still give us a call and we'll be able to tell you the exact time that you are going to join us up. The Lord will bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. When you are still coming tomorrow, come with this water and come with your prayer request. And the Lord will bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. Can we just shout seven powerful hallelujah? 1, 2, 3, go.
Hallelujah.
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 Do us a favor and make sure you bring somebody, 2, 3 people to the line tomorrow. The Lord will bless you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
God bless you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.